Good evening. This is Akashwani and I am Nishit Kumar with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds telephonic conversation with his Greek counterpart. Both leaders reaffirm commitment to strengthen strategic partnership for regional peace and prosperity. India calls upon the world to strengthen and intensify efforts to eliminate terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. Yemeni's Houthi group claims missile and drone attack on Israeli cities. Assamese singer Zubin Garg dies in scuba diving accident in Singapore. And in Asia Cup cricket, last Group A match between India and Oman underway in Abu Dhabi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a telephonic conversation with his Greek counterpart, Kyriakos Mitsotakis. During the call, both leaders reaffirmed their commitment to further strengthen India-Greece strategic partnership and for regional peace and prosperity. They welcomed developments in bilateral relations across sectors such as trade, investment, technology, shipping, defense, security, connectivity, and people-to-people ties. The two leaders also exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Mitsotakis conveyed support for the early conclusion of a mutually beneficial India-EU free trade agreement and the success of the AI Impact Summit to be hosted by India in 2026. India has called upon the world to strengthen and intensify efforts to eliminate terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. It said the world is aware of the nexus between the terrorists and Pakistani state and military. Replying to a query on the latest videos of terror outfits in Pakistan during media briefing in New Delhi, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said such incidents make it more glaring. He said every nation must fight cross-border terrorism and terrorism in all its forms. Mr. Jaiswal said in every document that comes out of multilateral forums, whether it is BRICS, SCO or anywhere else, there is a strong support for combating international terrorism and there is also a reference to fighting cross-border terrorism.
We all have to fight cross-border terrorism and terrorism in each and every document that comes out of a multilateral arena, whether it is BRICS or SCO or anywhere else. You see the kind of support that is there to fight international terrorism. And in fact, there is a reference to fighting cross-border terrorism as well. So we call upon the world that we have to strengthen and intensify our efforts to deal with terrorism in all its forms and manifestations.
Mr. Jaiswal said India welcomes the formation of a new interim government in Nepal led by Sushila Karki. He said Prime Minister Narendra Modi had a warm conversation with Ms. Karki and reaffirmed India's steadfast support for her efforts to restore peace and stability. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal concluded his two-day visit to the United Arab Emirates on a note of optimism, underlining expanding opportunities in trade, investment and emerging technologies. Mr. Goyal described the visit as very constructive, noting that discussions across government and business circles reaffirm the strength of the India-UAE strategic partnership. He said there was mutual commitment to deepen engagement through major investments and expanded cooperation at political, diplomatic, economic and people-to-people levels. India has been re-elected as to the Council of Administration CA and the Postal Operations Council POC of the Universal Postal Union UPU during the 28th UPU Congress held in Dubai, United Arab Emirates. Ministry of Communications in a statement said that India's re-election reflects the confidence of the international community in India Post's leadership, reforms and innovative digital initiatives. India has been a member of the UPU since 1876 and has consistently contributed to strengthening the global postal network. This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to the World News. Celebrated Assamese singer and cultural icon Zubin Garg lost his life in Singapore after a scuba diving accident. He was 52. Singapore police rescued him from the sea in unconscious condition and admitted to a local hospital. Despite being placed under intensive care, doctors were unable to revive him. News of his sudden death has left his fans and cultural communities stunned. We have more from our correspondent.
Assam's music icon and heartthrob of youth Zubin Garg died at Singapore after a scuba diving accident. Zubin had traveled to Singapore to attend the Northeast Festival where he was scheduled to perform today. Zubin Garg came to limelight in Bollywood with the song Ya Ali from the 2006 film Gangster. He was a versatile singer and recorded more than 38,000 songs in 40 languages. His first album was Anamika, which was released in 1992. For the Northeastern states, he was revered not just as a singer, lyricist, musician, filmmaker, and actor, but also as a cultural force and philanthropist. Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma informed that his body will be brought back to Assam tomorrow. The Chief Minister said that state today lost one of his favorite sons and future generations will remember him as a stalwart of Assam's culture. Aminul Haqzadar, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
Yemen's Houthi group claimed responsibility for launching a hypersonic ballistic missile and three drones targeting Israeli cities. According to Houthi sources, the missile struck a military site in Jaffa, while drones targeted Beer Sheva and the port city of Eilat. The Israeli Defense Forces reported intercepting most projectiles but confirmed a drone hit a hotel in Eilat, causing property damage with no casualties. Air raid sirens were triggered across central Israel, including Tel Aviv, prompting residents to seek shelter. The Houthis have repeatedly targeted Israel since the Gaza conflict began in October 2023. Israel has responded with airstrikes in Houthi-controlled areas in Yemen. The U.S. has for the sixth time vetoed a draft resolution at the United Nations Security Council that would have demanded an immediate and permanent ceasefire in Gaza and the release of hostages. U.S. Deputy Middle East Envoy Morgan Ortagus said the text did not go far enough in condemning Hamas or recognize Israel's right to defend itself. All 14 other members of the Security Council voted in favor of the draft resolution, which described the humanitarian situation in Gaza as catastrophic and called on Israel to lift all aid restrictions. India's sovereign rating has been upgraded to BBB+ rating by a Japanese credit rating agency, namely Rating and Investment Information, RNI. BBB+ rating indicates stability. Government has welcomed the decision of the agency to upgrade India's long-term sovereign credit rating to BBB+ from BBB. Following the decision, the government has retained the stable outlook for the Indian economy. The finance ministry in a statement said that this is the third credit rating upgrade India has got this year from American credit rating agency S&P, Morningstar, DBRS and RNI. The ministry added the decision reflects the increasing global recognition for the country's robust and resilient macroeconomic fundamentals and prudent fiscal management. India's foreign exchange reserves increased over $4.7 billion, reaching $702.9 billion in the week ending on the 12th of September. According to the weekly statistical supplement released by the Reserve Bank of India during the last week, foreign currency assets, a major component of the reserves, increased by around $2.5 billion to over $587 billion. And in Asia Cup cricket tournament, India have set a target of 189 runs for Oman in their final Group A match of the Asia Cup 2025 at the Sheikh Zayed Stadium in Abu Dhabi tonight. Chasing a target of 189 runs, Oman were 27 for the loss of 4 wickets when reports last came in. Earlier, India scored 188 runs for the loss of 8 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Sanju Samson scored 56 runs in the 45 balls, while Abhishek Sharma scored quickfire 38 in 15 balls for Oman. Shah Faisal, Jitin Ramanandi and Amir Khalim took 2 wickets each. Earlier, India won the toss and elected to bat first. Oman were 27-4. No loss in 4 overs when reports last came in. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds telephonic conversation with his Greek counterpart. Both leaders reaffirm commitment to strengthen strategic partnership for regional peace and prosperity. India calls upon the world to strengthen and intensify efforts to eliminate terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. Yemen's Houthi group claims missile and drone attack on Israeli cities. Assamese singer Zubin Garg dies in scuba diving accident in Singapore. And in Asia Cup cricket, the last Group A match between India and Oman underway in Abu Dhabi. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.